grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. He built a tower in it. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Today is the first Thursday of the month, chosen a special day of prayer for priests. And we keep today the feast day of a great priest and bishop, St. Peter. Golden-worded is his nickname, Chrysologus. And today is as well the feast day of one of the 14 holy helpers, St. Barbara, virgin and martyr, who is invoked especially against lightning and for the grace to receive the sacrament before we die. But I'm thinking today about a tower. Have any of you ever seen a tower? Probably so. There are lots of towers around, and towers serve all sorts of different purposes. Today, our Lord says, from Isaiah the prophet, the church's nighttime prayer of Matins. And it's such a nice verse that the church sings about it on Holy Saturday and on the Vigil of Pentecost, about what God wants to do for our souls and for the church this Advent. About how our Lord makes a vineyard and he cultivates it, and he builds a tower in the vineyard. Now, why do you build a tower? Well, towers serve lots of purposes. I was reading last night about how the curé of ours, Jean-Marie Vianney, had to rebuild the tower of his church because it was falling down, and they were afraid that the bell might fall into the cemetery. The tower often holds the bell. In fact, we have a little bell that's sort of holding us temporarily. It's not on a tower, but on sort of a roof that's outside of that stained glass window, pretty high up, so you can hear the bell. And what does the bell do? Well, like a tower itself, children, it draws attention and it calls us to come to Mass. It reminds us of the Angelus. It reminds us of the great feast day, because then the bell gets rung more often. Another purpose that a tower can serve is that of protection or safety. I saw a tower, an interesting conical tower, in Ireland once, Glendalough, where St. Kevin was a monk and a hermit. And whenever the wicked Danes used to come down from Scandinavia on a raiding mission to attack the Irish, why then all of the monks would go into the tower and they would shut the door and they would be perfectly safe. So that's another thing that a tower does. Now, St. Peter Chrysologus was a tower. He stood in a tall pulpit, higher than this probably, and filled the whole big church with his voice. And, like a tower, he could be seen and heard, the bell, drawing people to come to worship God, to keep his commandments, to stay away from the devil. It was St. Peter Chrysologus, golden-worded, who told the people, if you joke around with the devil, you'll never be able to rejoice with Christ. His sermons weren't very long, and sometimes he preached up to 3 times a day. But his words came right from his heart, and they were so beautiful that everybody loved to hear his sermon. In one time in particular, his voice gave out. Sometimes that happens when you're preaching, if you have a cold or something. Well, his voice gave out, and all of the people, instead of saying, well, good, we could just get on with the Mass and it won't be so long today, they were very upset, and they sighed, and they wept, and they prayed for the bishop to get his voice back so he could finish his sermon, because they wanted to hear the voice of the bell. They wanted to see that tower. They wanted to know about following our Lord. And of course, a priest or a bishop is most of all a tower, because he goes up the steps like a tower to the altar to offer the holy sacrifice to God each day. And so today we remember that we should pray for our priests and bishops to give a good example so that they will be holy and do all of their tasks well, and help us to be holy too, so that like a tower, they'll always remind us. Because the tower goes up into the sky towards heaven, and the bell rings out from the tower. Now, there's another reason to think about a tower today, children, because It's the symbol of Saint Barbara. I don't know if you can see it on a little picture there, but remember after Mass, we always want to sort of take a little, if you haven't visited yet the Shrine of the Day, take a little visit to the Shrine of the Day and you look at it for a moment and say a prayer to the day Saint Barbara, pray for us. Or then you might go to the communion round of the feast and see that statue. It's a nice trunky style statue of Saint Barbara, and she's leaning on a tower. So Saint Barbara, like Saint Catherine, who we had just last week, I think, Saint Barbara was a beautiful, beautiful princess, and her father was a pagan, and he locked her up in a tower because I think she was so beautiful he wanted to protect her. Only he hated our Lord, and he was a real pagan pagan. Well, he wanted her to get married to a nice pagan boy, but she wouldn't, because she wouldn't marry a pagan. She was already vowed to our Lord. And so her father couldn't change her mind, so he thought, well, maybe if I go away for a while, she'll think about it. And so before he went away, he locked her in a tower, but because he loved his daughter and wanted to make sure she had every convenience, he built a very nice sort of a modern bathroom at the bottom of the tower. And back then, the Romans did have bathrooms that were actually pretty modern and pretty comfortable. So she had all that she needed, and off he goes. Well, Origen, the great Christian teacher in Egypt, heard about our Saint Barbara, and he managed to send one of his followers who managed to sneak into the palace and into the tower and to tell our saint about our Lord. She had already figured it out, because in the tower she would look over all of nature, children, and she would realize the beautiful world wasn't made by devils, by false gods. It was made by the one true God. And so when the teacher came to tell her about our Lord, it made perfect sense to her, and she wanted to be baptized. And went down to the bathroom where they had the running water, and she got herself baptized and became a Christian. Well, there were still some workmen there who were finishing up the bathroom, and she said to the workmen, I need a third window put in, because there was a north window and a south window in her bathroom, but there was no third window. And she wanted three windows. Why? Three persons in the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. And so they did. They did what the workmen did, what she asked, the princess asked of them. Now, when her father came back from the trip from a distance, he sees the tower and now recognizes three windows. And he says, wait a minute, why would there be three windows? I told the workmen especially just put in two windows. He thought, oh no, I bet she's become a Christian. And he hated Christians. Sure enough, she had. And to boot, she took all of the gold and silver idols that the father had, and she threw them out the window of the tower. So he came after her, and he was going to kill her. And Saint Barbara ran away. She jumped out that extra window that she had put in of the tower, which really came in handy, and she fled into the wilderness. But unfortunately, her father caught her and dragged her by her hair back to the pagan judge. And she was cruelly tortured, and her father himself was so wicked a man that he chopped off her head, and she died as a martyr, Saint Barbara. But as soon as he committed that terrible sin, he was struck with lightning and reduced to ash. That's the story of Saint Barbara. And Saint Barbara said a prayer that anyone who prays to her would always be helped and blessed by our Lord. So that's one of the reasons why we pray to St. Barbara, for protection and for getting a priest in the last sacrament before we die. Children, who is most of all the power for us in our life? Who soars above? Who is a good place of protection? Who is always calling us to prayer and to a good life? Why, it's our Blessed Mother. Is she a power? Yes. What are her tower titles? We sing about them every May and our May devotions, don't we? Turis Davidica, Turis Eburnea. Blessed Mother is the Tower of David and the Tower of Ivory. This Advent, let all the Danes are coming, let's all get into the Tower, that's the Blessed Mother, for protection. And we'll see the three windows there, which bring in the light of our faith, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. If we stay with Our Lady, with her rosary, and with honoring her this Advent, everything that our Lord wants to build in our own soul, and maybe through us in the church, will get taken care of perfectly. He built a tower in it. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.